You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is the Bigger Picture and it's Mira Siva. So the hypnotherapy is the process of using hypnosis to treat children in terms of addiction, disorders, even adults, really. And according to a study written by Michael Castleman, John Hopkins has recognized the benefits of hypnosis, especially in children, as a valuable method for addressing problems like migraines or headaches, anxiousness, bedwetting, as well as pain. Now, sleep talk, on the other hand, for children, is a process that teaches parents how to talk to their children while they're asleep. Sleep for various reasons, I'm sure. And to tell me more is our Joyce Hugh, the hypnotherapist, together with Elise Sue, who's a sleep talk consultant. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
You know, first of all, ladies, how do you differentiate between, can we just make that distinction between what hypnotherapy is and what sleep talk really is?
Okay, both hypnotherapy and sleep talk, they work on the subconscious mind. So in these two techniques, what we are doing is we're going straight to a subconscious processing of that child. Mm-hmm. So hypnotherapy is very effective for children. In fact, it's more effective for children than it is for adults.
Okay.
However, for the whole process, hypnotherapy takes a little bit more time because we have to build trust. We have to get that rapport, and that's very important in all hypnosis sessions. Mm-hmm. Same thing with sleep talk as well. There has to be trust and rapport. However, in sleep talk, we are teaching the parents how to do it with the children, and parents already have that trust and that rapport, so it's much more instantaneous for them to do it with the children automatically.
Okay. Sure. And so it is the similar principle. It
yes,
is literally.
Yes.
Elise, how did you get into this whole job of being a sleep talk consultant?
Well, actually, I have been in dealing with children for the past 14 over years. Mm-hmm. And I have seen a lot of problems that children face, the trauma and the stress and all that. Sometimes, you know, they are being pushed too much. And I see the reactions from the children. Sometimes it's very depressing. And when I heard about sleep talk, I was very interested. And that's how I got into this.
Well, how does it work? I understand it was Joanne Golding in Australia who started this whole idea of sleep talk. Could you just give us an introduction as to who Joanne Golding really is? She had a child with cerebral palsy, am I correct?
Yes.
And that is how she decided to explore sleep talk.
Yes. You see, Joanne, when she had her daughter, and when the daughter was about a year old, and she saw a difference in her child. And she went around to try to get help for her child. And the answer is from all these professionals is like, you know, that actually you are the problem. Some positive parenting will help and all that. And it's been going on. She's been hopping from professionals to professionals until the time when she's decided that she has lost all faith in all these professionals. And she herself is a hypnotherapist, and she's also in psychotherapy and all that. So she has decided to, with the help of her husband, they sort of created this program to help Michelle. Michelle, she has cerebral palsy, mm-hmm. She's dyslexic, and she has dyspraxia of the throat, which means she cannot communicate, you know. And she has an IQ of 45. And so she thought that the only way that she could get to really get messages into Michelle would be through her subconscious mind. And so they developed sleep talk. And she benefited from it very much. And now she's happily married for the past 22 years. Mm-hmm. And she's living independently with her husband.
Michelle.
Yes, this is Michelle.
Wow.
Who, she's still brain damaged. She still has cerebral palsy, and she still has this dyslexia. But she's got a nickname now as Chatterbox.
So it was very successful in her case.
It was very successful, and that's why Joan wants to share this process with the parents.
What is this process of what you call sleep talk?
It is actually working with the subconscious mind. So in a normal human being, there will be a filter, And in children, there's no filter between the conscious and the subconscious mind. So in sleep talk, you're going straight into the subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. Whereas, let's say you're talking to a child during the day and all, the conscious mind would be there to process it. It might not believe, or it might just take things that is in the environment. They will believe it. But right now, you're going straight to the subconscious mind. That's why we need someone who trusts them to actually do this process with the child.
Okay.
So the sleep talk process is where we empower parents to speak to the child when they're asleep to work with their subconscious mind on different issues.
Is it a difficult program to follow?
No, actually it's very simple. All you need to do is just talk to us, share with us what is going through with your child or what areas you want to work on. Then we'll recommend a set of statements for you.
I see.
So all the parents need to do is just spend 2 minutes per night.
Right. But you need to get the timing correct to make sure.
Timing, the process, and of course, commitment has to be there.
Okay. So who would ideally benefit from this? I mean, children with what sort of issues?
All children will benefit from this, whether they have an issue or they do not have an issue. For those children who have no issues, they will be happier. They'll be more positive and, you know, have the I am okay and I can do it attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And for children with issues such as bed wetting, sibling rivalry, anxiety, separation anxiety, which is very common. I think a lot of parents will face it around this time when the children goes to school, mm-hmm. the first few days and all that. It works very well on all these issues.
Do certain children benefit more, or is it more effective with younger children, for an example?
Younger children will benefit better in a sense that because their
subconscious.
Because normally the older they get, their analytical mind comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they tend to want to rebel. They tend to not want to listen to what you're saying and all. So the younger it is, the better. So that's why we would say that the best age would be probably around 2 to about 13 or 14.
Okay.
But we have had clients, there's this boy who's even 18. So it can actually help, but of course it depends on the individual.
Some people would disagree that this actually works. Is it proven?
No. In fact, I have a lot of cases where the parents come back to me to say that it's a miracle. And sometimes they will say that one parent asked me, is this a coincidence? Because he just presented the talk to the child once, and the next day they had to go for a haircut. And this child is only 2.5, and she doesn't like strangers, and she doesn't like to be touched. And so throughout all the other times that she had a haircut, which is very regular, she'll be crying all the way. And after one night, and she went, happily she sat on the high chair, and the whole process was done without a tear. And the father called me. Is this a coincidence? I said, no, it's sleep talk.
Is it magic?
Yeah.
And the grandfather asked me, is it magic? I said, no, it's sleep talk.
Scientifically, is it proven?
Yes, it is. There have been reports of it because in Australia and UK and all, there are research, is even accredited by some hospitals over there, recognized by some psychologists, some pediatricians as well. So there are scientific reports and studies conducted on it.
Do all children need a sleep talk consultant? I know this might put you out of business, Elise, but does everyone need a sleep talk consultant?
I mean, why not? Because like we are mentioning, it helps with negative habits. But if you don't have, it helps to improve your self-esteem, your confidence and all. There are also a few clients who come in, they say they want to improve their child's academic performance.
Mm-hmm. Why am I not surprised? So amazing.
So it's to get them to be more motivated in school, to be more creative, to be better in their sports performance, and it does help in those issues because, for example, there was this person, the child, she's very clumsy when it comes to sports. She doesn't seem that coordinated. Okay. But the parents really want her to be active, to have that kind of lifestyle. So that's why they did sleep talk with her. And yeah, she just became a little bit more efficient in running and catching the ball and all. So it does help in different ways. Mm-hmm. But of course, that depends on the statements that we give and what the parents, where they want to focus on.
I am skeptical, I have to say. But I suppose I'll probably have to try it for myself in order to believe it. Coming up, we'll find out more about the sleep talk process. If you have a question for either Joyce Hugh, who is a hypnotherapist, or Elise Su, who is a sleep talk consultant, send us a text message. The number is 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasuthi. We're discussing sleep talk with Joyce Hugh, a hypnotherapist, and Elise Su, a sleep talk consultant. And we're learning how to sleep talk as parents, especially to our children, to reinforce positive messages into their subconscious mind to... It's not manipulating in a way.
No, no, it's not.
It's not for our benefit.
Affirming.
You cannot marry this boy. You know, you've just brought this whole idea of sleep talk to Malaysia for the first time, I understand. Yes. How long has it been here?
It's about half a year or so. Mm-hmm. We brought in last May.
What's the response been?
Actually, the response is not too bad in the sense that considering that it's so new and some people are skeptical about it, but through word of mouth and through our parents who come back, and they are very positive and a lot of changes, and sometimes the changes even surprise me. As like when, you know, when we first teach the process to the parent and they go back and present the sleep talk to the children, and when they come back again for another visit and we assess the results, there was one parent who told me there's a 100% increase and in positive increase, you see. And then I said, are you sure? He said, yes, I'm very sure. Because like eating habits, you know, this child was a very picky eater, very choosy, and, you know, doesn't seem to grow. And we did not even work on the issue of the eating problem. We just generalized it first, just to stabilize the child's emotion. Mm-hmm. And the child starts eating, asking for second helpings and putting on weight. At first, the father was very skeptical. It seems he appeared like, you know, when I saw him coming in, it's like, you know, he's been just physically dragged in by the wife. Mm-hmm. But on the second visit, he did all the talking and, you know, he was so enthusiastic and it's very touching.
Do you have to be a hypnotherapist to be a sleep talk consultant?
No, you don't. Oh, sorry, to be a consultant.
A sleep talk consultant.
It would be good if you have the basic understanding of the subconscious mind, because that is actually what the whole sleep talk process is. But through this sleep talk process, I mean, it's guided through you step by step, so there are actually protocols. Mm-hmm. But because when we meet parents, we talk to them about the different issues, and different children, they have different backgrounds. So it is very important that you know how to frame suggestions, you know how to speak using different languages to actually get to the child. So all these things plus a good working experience with children and understanding human behaviors, that will actually be much better.
Where did you train, Elise, as a sleep talk consultant?
We went to Singapore because Joanne came to Singapore to train to provide the training for the sleep talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it a one format that fits all for children, or does it differ in terms of concepts?
Well, actually, for the beginning part, there's one. We have a format to follow, but as every individual child and every individual families, they have different needs. So along the way, we will have to work out different statements and all that to suit the particular child.
Any challenges you can share with me dealing with the parents when it comes to the whole sleep talk process?
Yes.
Besides being dragged in, sounds like me actually. But any sort of challenges?
Yes, you know, some parents say, oh, it sounds good, and they make an appointment, And after that, half an hour before the appointment, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't come because I have a dinner appointment with my friend." And I feel very sad in the sense that, you know, your child's future is less important than a dinner appointment with your friends. And some of the parents are really very skeptical. And when they see benefits and they see good results, they say, "Oh, they are just growing out of it." Mm. You know, and they do not see that the linkage between, you know, what the subconscious mind of the child who has received all these positive feedbacks from the parents, they do not see that that is the one that's working.
How would we really know? How would you know? Because it could be a coincidence. They could be growing out of it. How would you know?
It would definitely, you can say that it's coincidence. There's no proof that it's actually the sleep talk process. But then again, if it's a process that can help and it has been proven to help so many children, parents would just go all out to help the child to improve because the results are just amazing.
I suppose you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
You have really nothing to lose.
Yes.
Give it a shot anyway.
Yeah.
If the parents sort of execute this sleep talk the wrong way, is there any harm for the child?
They will have to actually follow the guidelines that we give as well as the statements because that is the most important thing. For example, if you were to say, "I love you when you're clever," so that is something that will actually hurt the child. Mm-hmm. So there are specific suggestions, specific comments, statements and all that we will give to you so it's well crafted for that child based on the age and the understanding. Because sometimes, and that's another challenge that some parents have, they tend to want to jump the gun and go a step further on their own, so they put in suggestions by themselves. And when they come back and share it with us and say, "Okay, I did this," but actually that statement is causing a little bit more harm. That's why, in this case, a good understanding of the subconscious mind psychology is important.
Very important.
Yeah.
What about the results? Is it long? I mean, is it for the long term? Or how long do you need to sleep talk in order to make sure that these messages are reinforced, you know, and the child doesn't quite slip back to their old habits or the old problem?
You see, we encourage the parents to do sleep talk every night, depending on the age of the child especially. I mean, if they're younger, you do it longer and until the time when you feel that the issue that you want to work on has been solved. But then again, if anything does happen to sort of come back, and you can still go and do it, continue and do it. And there are cases where, you know, I have this sibling rivalry case with two sisters. It was so bad that it affected the family harmony.
Dynamics, yeah.
Yes. And the father does not want to come home from work. He will stay back until the children are asleep. And the children are always at one another's throats. Mm-hmm. And after sleep talk, there was only about 2 months of sleep talk. Now the children, they are so loving towards one another, especially the elder one who is always attacking the younger one. The elder one is very caring, and she will always want to get an, if she gets something, she will always ask for an extra thing because she wants to give it to the sister. Mm-hmm. And she has even taken it to her responsibility that when the parents went out and the younger siblings are crying, she was the one who go and pacify the child. "Don't cry, let me feed you." And the grandma was like, "Oh my goodness, what is happening?"
It's a fairy tale.
Yes, yes.
Almost.
But the results of sleep talk and hypnotherapy is almost similar. They are both long lasting. And in fact, it's a change in your life forever, I would say.
Right.
Because what it does is it goes into your subconscious mind. It changes your behavior, your perception of different things, and then you carry on your life thinking that, yes, that is my new way of life. So once there is a change, once there is awareness, your life will be different.
Will the children know that the parents are sleep talking, or, you know, talking to them while they are asleep?
No, because this one we try not to let the children know. Of course, there are times when they suddenly realize it. Mm-hmm. But in
what happens then?
In the process, you know, during the process when the parents were giving, and this 2.5-year-old child, and she suddenly sat up and looked at the mum. And the mum got a shock of her life. And because we will teach the parents what to do if this scenario happens and all that, you know, just get the child back to sleep. And, you know, if they question you, just say, oh, I've just come to visit you. I've just come to kiss you and tell you I love you. That's it.
Okay. Yes.
So there are a few steps for you to save to yourself. Well.
Sure. And I was expecting this from someone at least. And we have a text message here who's asking, how much is each session to see a consultant?
Okay. Actually, it depends. But normally we would say that it's about 500 for the whole process. So in this process, we would be with you for about 3 to 6 months. So there are a few face-to-face meetups. There will be support over phone, over emails. We'll be with you to craft out different suggestions and statements and all.
Okay. Yeah. The other thing is, there's another question as to could people use this to their advantage, i.e., you know, I'm just thinking of the number of failed marriages today and how some parents actually try to turn their children against the other parent. Now, sleep talk can actually work to achieve that. How do you deal with situations like that?
Sorry, I couldn't really get
You know,
that.
You have a lot of broken marriages today and you find that in some cases, some parents try to turn their children against the other parent.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a process like this can be used. Mm-hmm. It is an abuse, actually, of the whole sleep talk process. Have you been approached, or can I actually learn a session from you and go back and abuse it?
That's actually a misconception of hypnotherapy or the way the subconscious mind actually works. Because you can't get a person to do something that they don't want to do. So in this case, you can't influence the child to do something that is not what they want, or you can't influence the person to do something against their own will. So in a sense that when you talk to someone and if it's something that you don't want to do, you reject it. Like for example, we have heard that, okay, I can make you rob a bank. So at night when you're sleeping, I'll go and say, okay, Mira, you rob a bank. But that won't happen because I trust that you're a good person and you don't want to rob a bank, so you won't do it.
Mm-hmm. But if I don't want to eat, it's still against my own will, and so I will not eat even if you sleep talk.
Okay, that's the way that will be a little bit towards hypnosis already. That's why in eating habits, or if that's an issue, I won't directly give you affirmations. There'll be different ways to work with that conflict inside you first. That's where the knowledge of psychology and hypnotherapy and all comes in.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. We probably need to attend these classes to understand these
further
messages and what it's really all about. Yeah. Are there situations in which sleep talk will not work?
I would say that it will not work if there is no commitment from the parents, or if they don't follow specific guidelines, because you have to go in at a time that is suitable for your child when they are at the different sleep cycle, the different stages of sleep. So there are specific guidelines to do it, but if the parents don't do it accordingly, or there are parents that we've came across that does it today, does one day next week, and then they stop it for 2 weeks and do it again.
Not consistent.
Yeah, so in that case, it won't work, because what the child needs is routine to know that it's going to happen every day.
Sure. And all you're asking is for about 2 minutes every night?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. In the third phase of their sleep, am I correct?
Yes.
In the third phase?
Yes.
N-R-E-M.
Yes.
Okay.
You know about that too.
Yes, I've done enough hypnotherapy sessions to understand that bit. Mm. But is there a website? How do we get in touch with you?
You could either contact us at our office. Mm-hmm. It's 03-7886-7655.
Okay.
Or you could visit our website at advanced-dynamics-asia.com.
Okay. So that's phone number 03-7886-7655.
Yes.
Or do... website is advanced-dynamics-asia.com.
Yes.
Your final message, ladies, on the whole idea of sleep talk.
Yes. Now, actually, the parents of our country, even in Singapore, in our old area, I find that the emphasis is on academics. They put the child's emotion as second, mm-hmm. you know. And I feel that with a child who has strong emotional IQ, is very much better than academic. Once they are emotionally stable, they are happy, they are confident, the academic will be just...
will fall in place.
Yes, it will fall in place. It will be so easy for them. And they will enjoy school.
Much more.
It's something like an emotional insurance, a happiness insurance for a child. It's reassuring them for the rest of their lives because parents can't be with the child forever. So if you can give your child the best right now, emotionally, they'll grow up to be better and parents will benefit as well.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just one more question before we go mm-hmm. from a listener. Would it work on a 12-year-old girl with cerebral palsy?
It will work, but it won't cure cerebral palsy. So similar to Joan's daughter, mm-hmm. it does help. It does help elevate symptoms towards it. It does help her to improve a little bit based on her symptoms as well. So in a sense that you can notice that the child will benefit from it.
Thank you very much, ladies, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That phone number again, 03-788-67655, or website advanced-dynamics-asia.com. Joyce Hugh, a hypnotherapist, together with sleep talk consultant Elise Su, on the whole idea of the sleep talk process on The Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.